talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Welcome back to the second hour of Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. And as always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. The sausage is being made as we speak. One very hopeful thing that happened yesterday, Joe Biden gave his support to reforming the filibuster rule in the Senate. Why is that important? What did he say? And what impact could that have? What he said was the filibuster, when he was in the Senate initially, and it's true, right up to about 1975, it was a lot harder to do. You take something like the present Senate, where Moscow Mitch can simply say, show us your 60 votes. You need 60 to bust a filibuster. We'll just call a paper filibuster. Basically, you know, just a virtual filibuster, and then we'll go home. And when you come up with 60 votes, let me know. That's too easy. That wasn't the way it was. In the 1960s, the Dixiecrats, the civil rights filibusters, they had to come up with 41 votes. And they also had to do it on the floor in constant speaking. And they can yield to one another, so they can control it as long as they're awake. Some guy will get up and he'll just read the Bible, or he'll read Shakespeare, or he'll read a textbook, a geometry textbook from high school. And then when he gets real tired, he says, I yield my time to the distinguished senator from Mississippi. And that guy would get up and read his high school geometry book. That does two things. It's a little embarrassing, and at some point, and they talk about different things, and some give speeches, but the average person watching this on television realizes these guys are really out to lunch, and they're embarrassed because they have nothing to say. And the minute they fail to hold the floor, the majority can get up and say, all right, we move to cut off debate, cloture, and then it passes. That's how the civil rights litigation passed. If that happened now, Moscow Mitch would have to have 41 Republican senators sitting there, yielding to one another, speaking for 24 hours at a time. And it would end pretty quickly. Joe Manchin has signaled that he would be agreeable to that. Joe Manchin has to get reelected in West Virginia, which went for Trump by double digits, but it elects Joe Manchin. They like Joe Manchin, and Joe Manchin, for whatever reason, thinks that he has to be against the filibuster being eliminated. But this is a way to do it. By Biden giving his support to that, it's an important thing. Dick Durbin, the number two, right after Chuck Schumer, Dick Durbin has said he'd just like to get rid of it totally, and Schumer has indicated he'll get rid of it, but he needs Manchin's vote, and Biden supports Manchin's position, which is a huge movement. That means Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona will probably go along, and there's about seven or eight other Democratic senators who are a little queasy about getting rid of the filibuster totally, but I think they go along with this. Why is that important? It's important. The only way we pass COVID relief, $1.9 trillion, is through budget reconciliation. People realized a long time ago that you couldn't have a filibuster on everything. You wouldn't run the government. Back 200 years ago, people didn't have the kinds of political parties they had now. They were sort of starting. And people got up there and they basically looked out for the good of the country as a whole up till about the time of the Civil War. But it doesn't work now. You have Cruz, Josh Hawley, Tom Cotton, Wormwood, Crooked Lindsey Graham, Scott of Florida, Moscow Mitch, you know, these kinds of people, you are never going to get good faith in this present political system with Citizens United and social media and all that. So you got to get rid of it. Well, they got rid of it for money, for the budget reconciliation. Then Moscow Mitch came in. You know, he's quite a little hypocrite. Moscow Mitch goes, you can't get rid of the filibuster. Moscow Mitch, when he was majority leader, went, well, we got to get rid of it for Supreme Court appointments. Or we're never going to get our right-wing justices in, and we got to get rid of it for cabinet appointments. Or I'll tell you what, Trump's not going to get some of the crooks in his cabinet he really wants. And we got to get rid of it for Court of Appeals appointments because they frequently are making policy. So he just cherry-picked. My view is I'd cherry pick if I were Schumer, and I'd work on Manchin. I'd say, all right, we're going to get rid of it for anything having to do with civil rights and voting and get through the Voting Rights Act. SB1, it was HR1 in the House. It would have fair maps commissions in every state, mandate it. It would have absentee voting, early voting, stop the criminality of voter suppression, have drop boxes, have sufficient polls and polling places and machines at the polling places, regulate the business of just throwing people off the voter rolls in urban areas by falsely claiming they don't vote, making it hard for them to then re-register to vote. They got to do that right away. They got to pass that thing where we still have the Senate. They got to, even if it means getting rid of the filibuster for that one, which they should. Although I like Manchin's idea and I like Biden's idea, if that's the only way to get Manchin along, at least go back to the way it was that made it very difficult and civil rights legislation ultimately passed. So stand by. That's a very important signal from the president of support. Very important signal. And I think it's going to be fruitful. And looking at Chuck Schumer's crafty eyes, I saw an interview where he chuckled and said they were going to take care of something. They got to work on Manchin. Manchin can get reelected in West Virginia if he goes along with what Biden is suggesting. He's intimated he may. And if he just says, yeah, for this one thing, you know, the Republicans got rid of it for Supreme Court appointments, cabinet confirmations, Court of Appeals appointments, we'll throw in voting. We'll throw in voting. We already got rid of it for budget reconciliation. And chip away at it that way, by 1,000 cuts. So stand by. I think that's very possible. It's essential because otherwise we're not going to have fair maps commissions and we're going to have more Robin Vosses in a lot of states who have two-thirds of their assemblies, even though they have a minority of the votes. They'll continue to deliberately injure, damage their states, and damage American democracy. Terrible murders in Atlanta. 8 women killed by a guy. 8 women killed in massage parlors and that sort of thing. 6 of them of Asian descent. Certainly looks as if this was part of the anti-Asian violence that's sweeping the country. It's despicable. Got to stop. And this guy is also psychosexually very sick. He was a sicko. The thing that I did not like is the captain who announced this, said this guy did it and he had a really bad day. That's the phrase he used. That's a demeaning thing when 8 women are murdered. Focus on the guy having a really bad day. You know, I looked at that and I thought, this guy's not just inarticulate. There's a malevolence here. Turned out he is a guy who has shared images with anti-Asian slurs on t-shirts. What is the police chief doing down there? What is the mayor doing down there? What is the prosecutor, the district attorney doing down there? You have a guy, 8 women are murdered, and you have a guy who gets up there and says the murderer had a really bad day and he had shared images with anti-Asian slurs on t-shirts. He'd shared those images. This has got to be rooted out. This has got to be rooted out, got to be rooted out in law enforcement, anywhere else where people have official functions like that. All it does is contribute to the division in the society. And this is, I'm not Johnny One Note on this, but I'm going to tell you, prior to the 2016 election, you did not have anybody, Republican or Democrat, getting up and deliberately saying racially provocative things that single out people and then eventually journalists and then eventually, frankly, critics of Trump for violence. Violence has been out of our political equation, except for during the Civil War, which finally resolved the issue of slavery in the country in terms of having it, didn't resolve the discrimination. And this has got to be called out. This has got to be called out. You've seen these videos of elderly Asian people and somebody blindsiding them. Come on. If you run in and punch and throw to the ground an 85-year-old man or woman, you can kill them. You do kill them. There's got to stop. There's got to be a speaking out in the Republican Party about this, not just the Democratic Party. And you don't see Kevin McCarthy do it. You do not see Moscow Mitch do it. You don't see anybody do it who's thinking of running for president. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Run on for a long time. Run on for a long time. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.